Man, Chris Ballard is always looking for depth on the off or on the defensive line, and he's always looking for depth at tight end. Hopefully, he's found enough depth that the starters can be pretty damn good. You win this game in this league with starters, not with the 7th best tight end or the 10th best defensive end. That is irrelevant to the operation of a football team, no matter what anybody tells you. We're going to talk about Anthony Richardson. Chris Ballard's got to be Chris Ballard, right? We're going to talk about Anthony Richardson and the need for Anthony Richardson to be the first Anthony Richardson, not the next this guy or that guy, Cam Newton or Lamar Jackson or Patrick Mahomes. He can't be the next somebody else. He's got to be the first him. And that is really, really hard for a 21-year-old. Really, really hard for a 21-year-old. That is a tough putt for a guy that young. You don't become, and you know this, if you're over 25, you don't become a grown-ass man until you are 25, 30 years old. And at that point, you become who you are. But you need to be strong enough as a quarterback at the age of 21, which is how old Anthony Richardson is, just barely, to say, this is who I am, and this is how I'm going to do it. We're going to talk about Mike Woodson and his comments last night at Huber's. Dan Dockich, on our episode of Two Big Brains today, said some really funny things about those events at Huber's Winery down in Borden, Indiana. I enjoyed it. Look, I got friends in Borden, Indiana. I went to high school in New Albany, Indiana, which is right at the bottom of the hill from Borden, Indiana. I know from where I speak, I know from where Dan speaks, and I say it with love because I love people in New Albany and Borden and Starlight and Sellersburg and Floyd's Knobs. I called that area home for a period of time when I was in high school. We're going to talk about the NBA Finals. If you bet on the Miami Heat, you're in abject misery today, and I'll tell you why. And then we're going to talk about Indiana football. They're going to offer field-level end zone suites. 8 of them. Those 8 suites, they're a little bit costly, but the people who would buy them are already spending that money anyway, so I think this is going to wind up being a revenue-neutral adventure for Indiana Athletics. This is Inside Indiana Sports Now with Kent Sterling for Thursday, June 1st, 2023, brought to you by the great people at Johnson's Plumbing. Got a call today. Said, hey, I need to get a hold of Jared Johnson. I need to get a hold of a great plumber. Do you have his number? I said, of course I have his number. I say it twice a day. It's 765-610-8809. You need a plumber? Jared Johnson's a great one. Why not call a great one? You got a chance to hire somebody great, you do it. That's what Chris Ballard is trying to do with his roster. We'll talk about that defensive end that they acquired in a moment. Subscribe to this channel. Then at the end of this, watch Two Big Brains from today, Dan Dockich and I, chopping it up about all manner of things, and including radio in Indianapolis, sports talk radio. And we get a little bit in-depth, but that's what you do in podcasts. But we talk about Anthony Richardson, Indiana basketball, and nobody knows that like Dan Dockich. Do that, subscribe to that channel. Come back here tomorrow morning at 6:15 and watch Breakfast with Kent. It's just that easy. Hit the like button if you're watching. Like, it's polite. And thank you for doing that. Just saw somebody did it. And if you want to make a donation, make a donation. Super thanks are very, very nice. We appreciate them. That's what kind of funds the operation. We enjoy it. You enjoy it. We all enjoy it. All right. Let's talk about the Indianapolis Colts. They signed a defensive end today, or they announced that they signed a defensive end. That defensive end is Jannard Avery, 6 feet tall, 250 pounds, 62 career games with Browns, Eagles, and Bucks. He was a 5th-round pick of the Browns in 2018, 8.5 career sacks, 12 tackles for loss. They waived running back Darius Hagans. He was signed on Cinco de Mayo of this year. Very, very sad that he kind of came and went. You know what you're getting. If you're a running back and you sign with the Colts, you know you're not going to stick with the club. There's no room at the inn. The best chance you got is maybe making the practice squad, but that's a long shot too. They're going to take shots on other guys at other positions because they feel really good about what they got at running back. At defensive end and tight end, not so much. Seven tight ends on the roster right now. Defensive ends out the yin-yang, including Avery. You know what? Nothing against Gennard Avery. I hope he plays and plays well. I hope he sticks with the team. But you're not going to win championships because you signed or didn't sign Gennard Avery. Gennard Avery, 2018, 19, 20, 21, 22. This is going to be his sixth season. And he's had 8.5 sacks. Defensive ends who don't get to the quarterback. We got a lot of those guys. We don't need more of them, but good. You know what? You got to do something during OTAs, the second round of OTAs. It's June 1st. This is a time that you work on the back end of the roster, and so that's exactly what Chris Ballard is doing, working on the back end of the roster, even though it drives me absolutely crazy because the front end of the roster wins you a championship or earns you the fourth overall draft pick. That's what happens. It's the top end of the roster. Now, addressing needs at the top end of the roster, a little bit more difficult on June 1st, so we don't hold that against Chris Ballard. Let's talk for a minute about the quarterback, and that's Anthony Richardson. Make no mistake, Gardner Minshew is not going to start on September 10th. That is not going to happen. It is going to be Anthony Richardson. The reason? He has a higher-end ceiling, and he needs the reps to be able to grow into the position. With Gardner Minshew starting for 17 games, you're going to wind up 6-11. Almost guaranteed. With Anthony Richardson, you got a shot at 7-10, and if you got a shot at 7-10 and a couple things go your way, maybe you're 8-9, and 8-9 might be good enough to get you into the playoffs when you're in the AFC South. The AFC South is interesting. You got Trevor Lawrence, who may or may not take another step to the positive after a nice sophomore campaign with the Jaguars. Then you've got Stroud with the Texans, and Tannehill might get outplayed in camp by Levis. You could have Levis, Stroud, and Richardson as three of the four starting quarterbacks in the AFC South, and then you add to that Trevor Lawrence, and you would think that the Jaguars would have a stranglehold on the AFC South, but that is not the way things always work. Don't get locked into that. And I'm not trying to, like, create some fancy landscape of hope. That's not what I'm doing. This, I'm telling you, 7 wins would be a really good outcome for this team. 7 wins would be nice. That'd be a great step in the right direction after 4-12-1. Anthony Richardson is going to have to do this in order to make that happen. He is going to have to be Anthony Richardson. He's going to have to be the first one of him, not the next one of Patrick Mahomes. I see him out at OTAs and he's slinging it this, got his shoulders pointed this way, slinging it that way. Stop that immediately. Do what is correct fundamentally. Dan Dockich and I talked about this today when he was a shortstop in high school baseball. Make the routine plays in practice. Grind through the routine. That's what grinding is. And then in games, if you got to rely upon your athleticism, go ahead. Take your shot with your athleticism. But you do not practice that. Do you think that Michael Jordan, in that that incredible, like, he goes up right hand, switches to his left, do you think he practiced that a lot? Do you think that's what he went into the gym all by himself to do? No. He got really good at the mundane things. And then in games when he had to make adjustments because of his overtly superior athleticism, he was able to do it. So, Anthony, be the best you can be. Cam Newton, Lamar Jackson, look, you don't want to be those two guys anyway. Lamar Jackson hadn't been to a Super Bowl. Cam Newton went to one and didn't win it. You want to be the first one of you. You want Cam Newton and Lamar Jackson to say, I wish I was him. You don't want to say, I'm going to be the next that. The next that has been unsuccessful. So don't be the next that. Be the first you. That requires discipline. It requires maturity. Can this staff, Shane Steichen, Jim Bob Cooter, Cam Turner, whose bloodlines, look, like nobody's got bloodlines really like Cam Turner, right? Cam Turner, the son of Ron Turner, we remember Ron Turner, and the nephew of Norv Turner. He's worked in football his whole life. He knows football. Listen to those guys. Let them hone you into being the best you that you can be. And that's the tough part of leadership, is knowing what the potential of somebody is, but flipping the switch is necessary to get that person and boop, 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 push in the buttons that allow that person to be the best version of him. Not the best version of what you need or a version of what you need, but the best version of what that player can be. Because if you can do that like Andy Reid has done with Patrick Mahomes, you hang banners. And that's what this is supposed to be all about. Anthony Richardson, man, he is about to embark on a journey that's just incredible. Just unbelievable. Magical, perhaps. But with landmines everywhere. You've got to be so careful, but you have to enjoy it at the same time. Not an easy line to walk. Mike Woodson at Huber's last night said about IU recruiting, you're going to get an education. You're going to play for the greatest basketball institution in the country and NIL. That's what he's selling. And likely not in that order, although he says it is in that order, that classes come first. All right. I don't know about that. Winning has got to come first. These guys aren't coming to Indiana to take telecom classes. You know what I mean? Mackenzie Mbako is not coming to Indiana because he heard the geology department is balls to the wall, just great. He's not. He's coming to make buckets, and he's coming to get rebounds, and he's coming to develop his game so he can go to the NBA and play. And in the bargain, what Indiana needs out of him is winning basketball. That's what you got to have. And that's what Mike Woodson and his staff have shown a bit of a capability of doing. They got Jalen Hood-Schifino, who came in pretty good, with Xavier Johnson going down with the foot injury and the surgery to correct it. Jalen Hood-Schifino became a first-round draft pick. That's pretty good. I wasn't sure that Trayce Jackson-Davis would ever get drafted into the NBA, but I believe he's going to hear his name in about 7 weeks. Woodson's doing a nice job. All the business school alums donate cash. And speaking of that cash, Memorial Stadium is getting suites, ground level end zone suites in the south end zone. Those will be ready to go this year. And they're going to cost, I think they're going to be ready to go this year. They're going to cost $20,000 each, but you get the full season. You get beer, you get wine, you get a full buffet, you get 16 tickets to every game. All right, that's not bad, but I think that the people who are going to write those checks are likely the people who already write those checks, so I think it's going to be kind of a cash-neutral thing, but it's going to look cool, and that's a good thing for Indiana football. Hopefully, the on-field exploits of the Hoosiers will make people feel good about their investment of $20,000 to watch the game at ground level. I'm telling you, if you've never seen an NFL or a college football game on the sidelines, that's an experience that you want. Because you're going to look at it and you're going to say, thank God Almighty, I am not out there right now. Especially in the NFL. I cannot believe how fast, how violent, how quick, and how strong all those guys are and how hard they hit. It's just insane. The NBA Finals start tonight. The Heat, when the playoffs started, the Heat were 100-1 underdogs. Or 150. So if you put $1,000 on the Heat, you're like, man, I don't know how else I'm going to pay off my house. But I got $1,000 here, and I owe 150 on the house. 150-1, they're kind of a 1-in-16 shot, sort of. I'm going to push my grand in. You are sweating bullets knowing that the Nuggets are going to win this thing. But you can't win the NBA Finals unless you get to the NBA Finals, and the Miami Heat have done that. That series starts tonight, 8:30. Going to be worth watching, I think, just to see what the Heat can do. Jimmy Butler, I am so tired of the bloviation that happens up in Bristol. The Bristol Bloviates, who, if the Heat win, there's no way you can't say that Jimmy Butler isn't the best player in the NBA, best player in the world. That's crazy. Because of the way a guy played, winning however many, 16 games in the playoffs, he's the best player in the world. That's utterly insane crazy. He came into the playoffs maybe somewhere between 15th best and 20th best. Maybe. All of a sudden, you elevate yourself to the best in the world at this time because you win 16 games in April, May, and June. Craziness. Utter craziness. We're going to watch. I think the altitude going to be a problem. Having played all of these games, and how many have there been? There have been lots of games. They played a gob of games. And the Nuggets haven't played in 10 days. Now, that can work against you, but I don't think it will here. I think the Heat lose the first two games of this series to the Nuggets, and the Nuggets take the thing in five. But, hey, weird things have happened. And they continue to, and especially when this Heat team is playing. So don't bet against the Heat. But if you've bet on the Heat at 150-1 and you can cash that ticket for something like 40-1 or 30-1, take the cash. Grab the cash. That's my advice. And I'm never wrong. You know that.